Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for August 26, 2021. The international scientists sent to China by the World Health Organization to find the coronavirus's origin said yesterday, "Get ready to not be surprised. The search has stalled and the window of opportunity for ever getting to the truth is closing fast." And the U.S. intelligence review ordered up by the U.S. proved inconclusive. So the world's scientists and governments have proven incapable of finding out how this happened so we can help prevent it from happening again. The new governor of New York acknowledged on her first day in office the state has had nearly 12,000 more deaths from COVID-19 than her predecessor Andrew Cuomo told the public. She said the public deserves an honest picture of what's happening. Good or bad, they need to know the truth, and that's how we restore confidence. Another blow for those who believe the vaccines are more dangerous than getting COVID-19 itself. A study from Israel says an infection carries a far higher risk of heart inflammation than Pfizer's vaccine. 3 cases of heart inflammation for every 100,000 people vaccinated with Pfizer and 11 per 100,000 in people who had COVID. We're starting to see more sticks and fewer carrots. Delta is going to charge employees on its company health plan $200 a month extra if they don't get vaccinated. It says the average hospital stay for the virus costs them $40,000. They're also stopping extending pay protection to unvaccinated workers who get COVID starting September 30th. Oh wait, there are still companies using carrots. Well, hardly carrots. Krispy Kreme has upped the ante and will give 2 free donuts every day until September 5th to anyone who shows proof of vaccination. Krispy Kreme has given out 2.5 million donuts since March when they started giving people 1 free donut, and they'll go back to the 1 donut deal after September 5th for the rest of the year. In the United States, cases were up 23%, deaths are up 111%, and hospitalizations are up 32% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are 7,829,286 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily case numbers, the 5 states with the most new cases, Florida, 26,203, Texas, 21,961, California, 13,583, Georgia, 10,677, and Louisiana, 6,619. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Cook, Georgia; Clay, Kentucky; Pierce, Georgia; Brantley, Georgia; Dodge, Georgia; Hancock, Mississippi; Nome Census Area, Alaska; Glenn, Georgia; Berrien, Georgia; and McIntosh, Georgia. There have been at least 632,223 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. NPR did not update the top and bottom vaccinating states, so they remain Vermont at 67.5%, Massachusetts at 65.4%, and Connecticut and Maine at 65.1%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Alabama at 36.6%, Mississippi at 36.8%, and Wyoming at 37.9%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 51.5%. The 5 countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people: Georgia up 8%, South Korea 5%, and El Salvador, Morocco, and Suriname 3%. Globally, cases were flat and deaths were up 1% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since June 21st. There are 18,196,147 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 171,737, India, 46,397, Iran, 39,983, the UK, 35,847, and Brazil, 30,529. There have now been at least 4,461,819 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.